Let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
His success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com present the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital.
Now, here's Mark Bailey.
Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning. Mark Bailey, Mid-Columbia Today, as it is a Tuesday, the 29th of July. Thank you for being with us. Well, it's going to be a hot day in the region, a little hotter than we've seen the last couple days anyway. On the program this morning, first half of the show, Rob Garrett of Mid-Columbia Senior Centers with me in studio. Isabella Marini from the Alzheimer's Association Center for Dementia Respite Innovation is going to be with us on the phone. We'll talk about a grant Mid-Columbia Senior Center in the Dalles has received, and it involves respite care for those living with dementia and their family caregivers. So we'll do that first. Second part of the program, Susan Frost is going to join us from Providence Hood River. On Thursday, they're going to have an emergency drill based around a bus crash. They're going to do this based out of Jackson Park. Sounds like a school bus crash involving adolescents. And they want to make sure you're not panicked when you drive by and see these people dressed up as bloodied victims of something. It's a drill. It's only a drill. We're going to hopefully let you know that by Thursday. So Susan's going to join us this morning, tell us what they're trying to do out there on the program coming up in a bit. But first, let's tell you what this day has meant and what Elisa means, at least to some people. 1836, the newly completed Arc de Triomphe was inaugurated in Paris. This day in 1890, 37-year-old artist Vincent van Gogh died of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound in France. 1914, transcontinental telephone service in the U.S. became operational with the first test conversation between New York and San Francisco. 1954, the first volume of J.R.R. Tolkien's novel, The Lord of the Rings. It was The Fellowship of the Ring. It was published then. 1957, the International Atomic Energy Agency was established. And in 1958, President Dwight Eisenhower signed the National Aeronautics and Space Act, creating NASA. 1967, an accidental rocket launch on the deck of the U.S. supercarrier USS Forrestal in the Gulf of Tonkin resulted in a fire and explosion that killed 134 service members. 1981, Britain's Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer in a glittering ceremony at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. The couple, of course, divorced in 1996. 1986, a federal jury in New York found the National Football League had committed an antitrust violation against the rival United States Football League. But the jury ordered the NFL to pay token damages of $3, which I believe they paid in cash right there in the courtroom. 1999, a former day trader, apparently upset over stock losses, opened fire in two Atlanta brokerage offices, killing 9 people and wounding 13 before shooting himself. Authorities said Marco Barton had also killed his wife and 2 children. And in 2016, former suburban Chicago police officer Drew Peterson was given an additional 40 years in prison for trying to hire someone to kill the prosecutor who put him behind bars for killing his 3rd wife. Days for today is something we're not going to celebrate here today. It's rain day today. Not sure why today is that, but there you go. International Tiger Day today. We honor and think about the beautiful animal, the tiger. It's also National Lipstick Day today, for whatever reason. Our food today, National Chicken Wing Day today. This is the day I get myself in trouble by saying the chicken wing's the most overrated appetizer in history. Because I know a lot of people just love chicken wings. I can think of other parts of the chicken I'd prefer, but there you go. Something else, though, I like, though, it's National Lasagna Day today. So Garfield is happy right now. The cat, by the way, those who aren't familiar with the cartoon. I know you don't see cartoons all the time anymore if you don't get the newspaper. So anyway, that's what we've got for what it's worth. By the way, actually, I was in jest. The NFL didn't pay in the courtroom. I can remember, though, Sports Illustrated published a picture of the $3 check that week in Sports Illustrated with a story. That was a brilliant, brilliant picture. 8:10 the morning. We will come back and talk to Rob Guerin and Isabella Marina right after this.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
DQ presents how to make a Blizzard treat even sweeter.
Just get a Blizzard treat on Miracle Treat Day, July 31st, and help support kids like me, Ari. On Miracle Treat Day, $1 or more of each Blizzard treat sold at participating locations benefits your local children's hospital. So treat yourself in the most meaningful way and support local kids like me on Miracle Treat Day at DQ, Thursday, July 31st. DQ, happy tastes good.
I'm Silas Norman. Kidney disease is devastating the Black community. We're more likely to have diabetes and high blood pressure, the leading causes of kidney disease.
I have diabetes.
I have high blood pressure.
And we're more likely to have kidney failure.
My mom is on dialysis.
Black people are 4 times more likely to be on dialysis, yet we're less likely than other groups to get a kidney transplant. As Dr. Silas Norman, a kidney transplant physician, I can tell you that 90% of people with kidney disease don't know they have it. And every day about 12 people die waiting for a kidney transplant. But kidney failure is often preventable. Talk to your doctor about your risk for kidney disease. Insist on getting your kidneys checked regularly, especially if you have diabetes or high blood pressure.
We're the American Kidney Fund. We believe in kidney health for all. Visit kidneyhealthforall.org. That's kidneyhealthforall.org.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
And we are back at 8:12 in the morning. Happy hour with us in the studio. The Executive Director of the Mid-Columbia Senior Center, Rob Guerin. We've got on the telephone with us from the Alzheimer's Association Center for Dementia Respite Innovation, Isabella Marini. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for being with us. And I think we have Isabella on the other side, don't we?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you with us here on the program. Just to get us started here, actually, Isabella, I will ask you first, because I just said the organization that you are with. And what is the Alzheimer's Association Center for Dementia Respite Innovation? That's a lot of words there.
It sure is. It's a mouthful. Well, first and foremost, the Center for Dementia Respite Innovation was created under the organization, the Alzheimer's Association. And the Alzheimer's Association is a leading voluntary health organization that has a vision to really just have a world without Alzheimer's and all other dementia. So we're doing this by leading the way to end Alzheimer's by accelerating global research, driving risk reduction, early detection, and then maximizing quality care and support. And so we received in 2023 a $25 million grant from the Administration for Community Living to enhance respite services for dementia caregivers nationwide. And this grant was the largest grant that was ever made to the association. And what we did was establish what we now call the Center for Dementia Respite Innovation, or CDRI for short. And the purpose is to fund existing or new providers of respite care. And so over the course of 5 years, the CDRI will award $20 million of that $25 million and put it back into the communities to local respite care providers to really increase the availability and improve the delivery of person-centered dementia-specific respite care.
Rob, how did Mid-Columbia Senior Center get involved in this?
Well, they started a program about 2 years ago. Scott McKay, former director of Mid-Columbia Senior Center, started this group of people, and I've got the list of their names. There are many people in the community in the Dalles, for Wasco County to have a similar program to what they have in Hood River County, is known as the Sunshine Club.
Yes.
And so they basically are loosely modeling it off of that, but then again, we're involved with CDRI grants, of course. And Scott and this group of people, many local people in the Dalles, like I could go names, but we're might run out of time. But they got together, started a steering committee, applied for this grant, and as a nonprofit, Mid-Columbia Senior Center was eligible to accept the grant, and we received the grant, and now it's our task to try and trickle that money into the community again, just like Isabella said.
So, Rob, this is going to be called Harbor Respite at Mid-Columbia Senior Center. What's entailed here? I mean, what's being offered?
Well, we're working towards, and it's a process. We just received the grant a few weeks ago. We're hoping to get going on a soft start this fall. But what it involves is one day a week at this point, having a group of people come in, not a group of people, people who are taking care of people who have dementia or Alzheimer's, and being able to leave that person with us while they go off and do things they need to do, like, say, shopping or to the doctor, or goodness, just for a walk in a quiet, you know, caregiving for a person who's ill, and whatever the disease is difficult. We've all been there, you know, our wives have taken care of us, or we've taken care of them, or our children. You know the stress that is. And the goal here, in my mind's eye, is to relieve that stress, equip that person to care even better for the person they love. And I think that's the goal that we are putting forth. And the idea is not to consume a bunch of money, but to make a place that is at the Mid-Columbia Senior Center safe for this activity.
Isabella, am I to assume that respite care in many areas, I'm thinking especially in small rural locations, which an area like the Dalles is, it's difficult to find the respite care available, and maybe especially it's difficult to find it at an affordable rate?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that the center is focused on is really reaching communities and areas that don't have access to respite care already. So that is a part of our process. When we're reviewing the portfolio of applications that are submitted, we want to ensure that we are helping folks get new resources where they might not already exist. And there are so many barriers for caregivers being able to access respite care. And logistics and geographic location is certainly at the top of the list, as well as the cost to attend, which again is part of, you know, this grant program. The idea is that the sites that receive this funding, they have the ability to kind of offset some of those costs, so there isn't such a high cost for a caregiver to utilize the program.
Rob, am I to assume, I'm not an expert on this subject by any means, but am I to assume the reason that Scott started to get this started was that it just wasn't available in Wasco County?
That's exactly right. And, you know, when Randy Haynes retired and he, you know, was diagnosed with this, that was another big motivator, because Randy's a friend of all of us. And it when, you know, when someone who's a, you know, a minor celebrity, at least in our community, you know, I grew up with Randy. And it brings it to light. So we realize, and Scott has known this for years being in this business, that it isn't available in Wasco County. It is available, and it has been for, what, maybe 30 years in Hood River? I think that's how long the Sunshine Club's
been around. A long time. I mean, we've been talking to them the last couple of go-arounds here the last few months, because they're getting a new building and been doing fundraising for that.
Very exciting. And, you know, I don't know where our program will go. My goal is to keep it going after the two-year grant expires, meaning we're going to have to fund it ourselves, and that's going to be a challenge. The other challenge I'm seeing is volunteers, because it's going to run primarily on volunteers, which, if you're interested in volunteering, let us know.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, for a program like this, I know the Sunshine Club is very much run on volunteers. It also has backing from Providence, so it's got some backing there with some people. But, you know, finding people who can do this, I would think, is going to be a challenge here.
I believe so. There will be training. Obviously, we're going to hire a person who's our coordinator, and that person will be trained. And then the training will come to the volunteers on how to do this. And the idea, too, is it's a real low ratio. I mean, we're talking, you know, one volunteer for maybe two people, maybe two volunteers for two people, or something like that. And then a short period of time, you know, 5 or 6 hours a week. And so it's intense for a short period of time.
I was going to get to the money part of this, $100,000 for the grant, Rob. Is that for 2 years or that per year?
No, that's for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
$100,000 in the old medical care field, unfortunately, doesn't. that's another discussion we can have about how little that goes.
Right.
Are you have to do more supplemental fundraising to do this?
We're going to, because our goal is to keep it going past the time when they... And, you know, we run... the Mid-Columbia Senior Center, we run primarily on volunteers. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons we have such a successful operation. You know, there's only like, you know, two custodians, a Sheba counselor, which you've met, Hala.
Yeah.
And then, of course, myself. That's it. That's the employee staff. Rest, including all of our board and everybody, is a volunteer. So, and a lot of these people serve double purposes. So I think the money is in the savings. The savings of the money is in the volunteerism and the fact that we can run the program cost effectively. The money we're going to be spent is going to be used for materials for the actual program, as well as the training. You know, of course, I'm not knee deep in it yet. I'm just getting my toe in the water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Isabella really, she knows much more than I do.
Well, Isabella, let me ask you this. How difficult is it for a volunteer to learn how to do this?
You know, I don't think I'd use the word difficult. I think that, you know, part of what we do here at the center is support our grantees in numerous ways. And one of that is providing them with an already pre-built education program that they would be able to utilize with their volunteers. It's a 3-hour program that they could go through. And we also are hosting every month, we host a Keys to Sustainability webinar that features a different topic that will, again, be able to set our grantees up for success and help them in areas such as volunteer training and volunteer recruitment, because we want them to be successful and we want these programs, to Rob's point, to continue on post the grant funding period, because the last thing we want to do is to bring a new service to an area and then to have it just have to shut its doors, you know, 2 days later when the demand, or 2 years later, excuse me, when the demand is still there. So, you know, to your original question, I don't think it's difficult for a volunteer to get ingrained in this. I think the first piece is finding the individuals that are interested and then just providing them with the tools to be successful. But at the end of the day, you know, these folks, these individuals with dementia that are attending these respite programs, they just need connection. They need somebody to be wanting to be connected with them and to help support them while their caregiver is taking care of themselves for a few hours in a day.
So how long, Rob, I'll turn to you, because a lot of this is, of course, locally based questions here. How long will it take to really get this set up, do you expect?
I'm hoping October we can start doing a light opening. The grant required us to be ready, I believe, by January. I think that's further out than I'd like to be. I mean, that wastes, in my opinion, 5 months. I'd rather get going sooner than later.
Do we have an idea of, I mean, this may depend on how well the volunteer effort goes, how many people you can accommodate?
Well, I think the goal is six or eight in that neighborhood, real light level, level. And that is, I mean, it seems like hardly anybody, but I guess it's better to have six or eight than none. And now we have none. And so, you know, I know they're doing a lot more in other facilities. Like, we were in Salem 2 weeks ago and visited their respite care program, and they're doing several classes a week. They've been doing it for many more years. So this is the beginning. This is the seeds we're planting.
I say, Isabella, I mean, well, the history of things like this, does it tend to just kind of grow organically over time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Rob's program is not the only and will certainly not be the last one that starts in a very more small capacity, just to get your feet up and running and really see what that demand is. And then as time progresses, you get more familiar with the types of programming you're offering, you have the ability to recruit more volunteers. Naturally, it's just really going to start expanding, but you do have to start somewhere. And, you know, starting small allows you to really perfect the type of programming that you're offering and the people that you want to get involved to help support the program. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Rob, you've gotten to this point yet, but how will you take, quote, applications to, I guess, first of all, if someone is looking to acquire the respite care?
Well, first off, I think there's a waiting list now of people who we know of.
So you already have that built.
Yeah, it's there because the people who are on the steering committee know people. And the reason they're doing this is they're committed because they're concerned about someone they may actually be loved, you know, someone they love. Yeah. And these volunteers may actually come out of this steering committee. It wouldn't surprise me, knowing their faces and the hearts of these people. I would be guessing my original staff, at least, is going to be coming from this core group of people who really are invested in this opportunity to do this. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to see it fail.
No. Well, of course not.
They're working hard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So I assume you'll do this out of the center. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons you can do this effectively.
The goal is to use our basement, which we have an elevator. And, mm-hmm. of course, downstairs is an open daylight basement, so people can get in and out. Access is easy. Mm-hmm. Storage we will have for the materials they need as part of the grant. We actually purchased, we're going to purchase a small shed to store stuff in. That was in our budget. We're trying to keep it separate from senior center activities. So, you know, if there's a tool that they use, it won't be gone because someone else used it for another class. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to keep it isolated. I think our goal is either Wednesday or Thursday afternoons. We're working on calendars, and, you know, like from 1 to 5 or mm-hmm. noon to 5, depending on the Mid-Columbia Senior Center, we're full. We're busy there all mm-hmm. the time.
Oh, sure.
This was the hardest part of this grant, was fitting it in, I think, mm-hmm. as far as time. But we will do it, mm-hmm. and I think it's not going to be too hard.
My suspicion is, as you get this rolling, is going to be that there's going to be a lot of demand for this
mm-hmm.
as you go along.
Well, and one of the things that Scott suggested, and the rest, I'm sure the steering committee is a part of this mm-hmm. too, is it doesn't have to stay at the Mid-Columbia Senior Center. Another mm-hmm. building could be used, and mm-hmm. a location in the Dalles is what we would shoot for. So if we outgrow the Senior Center, mm-hmm. we find a church basement, or we find... you name it. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's we don't have to be just, even if we sponsor it, it doesn't have to be in the building.
I was going to say, do we have an idea? And this probably is maybe a question I'm getting way far out of field on you. And I'll ask Isabella this, being though I know you're at more regional, national level. In the air, I mean, do we have an idea of how many of these, and we use the term Alzheimer's, but I know that we're talking about some other dementias here mm-hmm. as well. How many people are impacted, Rob, by this in the area? I mean, it's got to be a fairly reasonable number.
I don't have an actual number because I just don't know. But I would say, you know, if I had to be a real rough guess, and probably, Isabella, maybe you know better.
Right.
I bet 15, 20, 30% of the people in our age group are experiencing at least some form or level of this. Right. And, you know, even if they don't even know it, I mean, maybe I am. I'm 61 years old, and sometimes I go, well, how come I forgot that, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's that kind of thing. Isabella, what do you think?
Isabella,
Yeah, I don't have a local stat, but what I can share with you is that recently we have updated our report, and there is more than 7 million individuals in the United States that are currently experiencing Alzheimer's or another form of dementia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, because it seems like we also, as we learn more about this, we also discover more people, I assume.
Yeah. Well, and part of the battle is that a lot of times, you know, individuals can't get a diagnosis. So mm-hmm. There are long wait times for providers. There are areas of the country where we call neurological deserts, where they really just don't have access to a neurologist. So we anticipate, you know, that number could be a lot more, but you know, that is just scratching the surface of what we're able to figure out just mm-hmm. based upon what we know.
Hitting the bottom of the hour here, so I do need to wrap this up. But Rob, if people are interested in this, again, in Mid-Columbia Senior Center, it's called Harbor Respite and Mid-Columbia Senior Center, and it's designed to provide, you know, respite care for Alzheimer's patients, dementia patients, and their caregivers.
Yes.
If someone's interested in this in the Dalles area, what do they need to do?
Well, give us a call at 541-296-4788, and just talk to me. I'm Rob. Call mm-hmm. me. I'm there. I'm a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I will get you connected. We're still lurking for the coordinator position. The applications close on the 31st, and we've got an application you can fill out, bring your resume in. We'll have interviews, and we want to get someone on staff next month.
Mm-hmm.
So that person can take this bull by the horns and run with it. So call the Senior Center in the Dalles. Talk to me. We will get you going.
541-296-4788.
That's right.
Is the phone number. Rob Garrett, Mid-Columbia Senior Center Executive Director, and Isabella Marini from the Alzheimer's Association Center for Dementia Respite Innovation. Thanks to both for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
And
thank you.
We are coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll take a quick look at the news right after this.
This July, Wednesday nights are legendary at Stonehenge Gardens in Hood River. Join us for dinner with Mo Dixon, a true gorge icon for soulful stories, smooth guitar, and songs that linger long after the last note. Enjoy a mouth-watering surf and turf buffet, barbecue steak and salmon, and fresh summer sides starting at 6 p.m. for just $40. Great music, great food, unforgettable nights under the trees. Stonehenge Gardens, where the gorge gathers.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Genesis Septic Solutions. We offer all things septic, including septic pumpings, septic repairs, septic installs, and we do both commercial and residential. If you're having septic problems, give us a call at 541-993-7777. We have quality employees, and remember to look for us in the big green trucks. If you're having septic problems, give us a call at 541-993-7777.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road, on the Heights in Hood River.
8:31 in the morning, we will have Susan Frost with us here in a couple minutes. I'm going to be pretty quick here with the news. Containment of the 11,289-acre Burdoin fire now 69%. Washington State Department of Transportation fully reopened Highway 14 on Monday. Clickitat County Emergency Management says all other roads within the evacuation zones are open to local traffic. The City of Hood River embarking on Phase 2 of an update of its development code. City councilors have held two meetings in recent weeks that mostly have involved being briefed on what is being considered by the city planning staff. They're probably going to do three more, according to City Manager Abigail Elder. First time the city's embarked on this sort of review in about 20 years. Municipal staff is going to come back to the council to propose changes after they get the feedback during the winter. Washington's most vulnerable Democrat in the U.S. House had a strong fundraising quarter in anticipation of a tough 2026 re-election. The Washington State Standard reports Camina County Democrat Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez raised $904,000 in the most recent reporting period. Meanwhile, Dan Newhouse in the 4th District, of course, Clickitat County represented by him, he is arguably the state's most at-risk Republican House member. He's stockpiling cash ahead of another tussle with MAGA Republican Gerald Sessler in Central Washington. He raised $261,000 this last cycle. Sessler has tried twice to defeat Newhouse and has not been successful. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek signed several bills aimed at increasing housing availability amid a housing shortage in the state. Five bills were signed on Monday in Hillsborough. One of the bills looks to create denser and more affordable housing in Oregon cities by cutting through bureaucratic red tape and that often delays construction development projects. They're also trying with another bill to speed up production with a set of pre-approved building plans for houses, duplexes, townhouses, and more. It is going to be sunny and hot today. Highs mid-90s to about 101. Current temperature 72 in the Dalles, and in Hood River it's 69. It's 8:33 in the morning.
Hi, it's Melissa Del Carpine here. Did you know 10 minutes is about the time it takes to make your morning coffee, finish a good dad joke, and drive to our new shop? Yep. We moved up the hill on Eagle Loop in Odell with more parking and in a beautiful setting. Same unbeatable service for all your vehicles. Have you been putting off getting the scheduled maintenance done on your vehicle? Come see us. We look forward to welcoming you to our new home in Odell. At Del Carpine Automotive, no job is too big or too small. We work on them all. We're gorge grown and gorge strong.
The U.S. Small Business Administration is offering low-interest federal disaster loans to nonprofits, private residencies, and small businesses impacted by the Rowena fire that started July 11th. These loans are to help offset physical and economic losses from the fire, including replacing real estate, inventory, and personal property lost, or for paying bills not paid due to the disaster. There are different types of loans based on your situation, some of which are available even if your business or residency weren't directly destroyed by the fire. Interest does not accrue and payments are not due until 12 months from the date of the first loan disbursement. The SBA is unable to provide disaster loans to agricultural producers, farmers, or ranchers, except for aquaculture enterprises. Loans for individuals in these businesses can be found at usdafsa.gov. For more information, visit sba.gov/disaster.
Every 65 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Many don't even know it.
I was lucky. We caught this at the very earliest stages. Pieces of my past are being erased.
Bright Focus Foundation's Alzheimer's Disease Research Program has invested more than $175 million in breakthrough research. Call us at 1-855-345-6237 or visit us online at brightfocus.org/brainhealth to learn more.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bicoastal Media Columbia River, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI, and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
And it is now 8:35 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. We're now with us on the phone from Providence Hood River, Susan Frost joins us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Mark.
And the reason we got you on here for a few minutes, I know your time is short here, so we're going to get right to it here. On Thursday at Jackson Park in Hood River, Providence Hood River is going to conduct what they call a large-scale mass casualty drill. And Susan, right now I think what you're doing, your main task is trying to tell people if they drive by Jackson Park Thursday morning that it is not actually the scene of a horrific bus crash.
You are 100% correct.
So what are you guys going to be doing out there?
It's going to be, yes, a full-scale mass casualty incident. And what that means is more than just a couple of people are hurt. And I believe there will be 10 to 12 actors. And the drill is that a bus has crashed, and so these are students. And they're going to be well-prepared on what they need to do. They will be have makeup on that makes them look like they might have had an injury. And in planning this, just in the day of news spreading so quickly, I just really want to get the word out that this is an exercise. It's a drill. They will be transported to the hospital in emergency vehicles. We will have a tent set up outside. And in a real incident, we wouldn't have the tent already set up. It's the same one we used during COVID. But we want it to be realistic for our caregivers, the people who could experience this. And so they will, there'll be a page overhead here at the hospital. It's important people know we will have normal operations. This is a drill going on. If there are other emergencies, the drill would be stopped, of course. And we will have that page overhead, and they'll be transported here, and we will take care of them as patients that we normally, in the normal way we would. They would be ranked a green patient, a yellow patient, or a red, depending on their status. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do everything. We're going to have a family reunification. We have some volunteers that are the parents. And because we've all seen it in the media, how difficult these things can be.
Yeah. Are there going to be any impacts to, because Jackson Park, Providence Hood Memorial Hospital, for those who might not be familiar, basically catty corner from each other in the same intersection. Is there going to be any traffic impact to this? I mean, in terms of, are we going to be diverting some traffic? Because we are trying to do an emergency drill here in a lifelike situation.
Yes, that's a great question, Mark. I think in this case, I don't anticipate that. I think it would be normal traffic flow for people to pull over when there is an ambulance.
Okay.
So it's really, you know, it's a good thing for everybody to remember. Mm-hmm. If you see an ambulance coming, you need to pull over to the side. But I don't foresee any long delays or anything like that.
All right.
And we are really excited to be working with our partners in the Providence Regional Oregon mm-hmm. Emergency Management Department. And so there'll be a lot of experts on staff on site here to work with our staff. And these are folks that 24/7, that's what they do. We have a good relationship with the city and the county, and they'll be participating in some ways. You may have heard in the past people in hospitals or schools might do a table talk exercise where you're yeah. sitting around the table, you get a scenario, and you have to say what you're going to do. Well, this, we are going to be doing what we need to do. Mm-hmm. So we are looking forward to it, and we want to just be sure the community knows so no one is concerned.
It'll start at 10 o'clock Thursday morning in Jackson Park in Hood River. How long will this drill last?
It will go till about 12, maybe 12:30 internally here at the hospital, and then we will have several debriefs. And what we're doing, as I mentioned, they're normal operations, but we are overstaffing in some units so that there can be people who, especially if they're new, can experience what might happen. And we'll have a full incident command in our boardroom with our administrative leaders and our clinical leaders. So it'll be a few hours, and we're looking forward to the results. In fact, I believe in a couple of weeks we have another spot with you, and we'll be sure to debrief and let you know how it went.
Do you also, I mean, with this, I assume you involve some other partners as well. Does local law enforcement would be responding, obviously, to this, or do they get involved also?
Yes, and they're going to be involved, but it will probably mostly be communication with them and not having them. Mm-hmm. There may be some people that come on site, but as far as I know, it's more like, this is what we're going to do. We would talk to the emergency manager from the city and county, and just make sure everybody has the right phone numbers, because these drills, they definitely are meant to identify the gaps. Mm-hmm. We will be using our Everbridge system, and it's an internal system for the 700 people who are associated with Providence Hood River within Providence. And you get a text, you get a call, and we actually activated this during when the fire started across the Bordeaux fire started on the 18th, and we found that there was a glitch where some people's cell phone numbers had not been imported correctly. So we will test Everbridge again this week. It's just a great way to identify any issues.
So people who are in the Everbridge system in Hood River County, are they going to receive a notification of this drill that just let people know that not to be surprised if they get something?
I think that this is just going to be internal.
It'll be internal. Okay. All right. It'll be internal.
I think the thought was there's a lot has gone on lately. They don't want to concern people.
Yeah. One more question here before we get away, and you may not be able to answer this. I'm just curious. You know, I guess, you know, because this is a drill, I do find it interesting that, you know, rather than just maybe using, you know, mannequins, etc., you actually make the kids get made up, it sounds like, in this. They get bloody. I'm sure it's fun, by the way, when you do this for fake. But I'm just interested, is there a reason why you go to that level for a drill like this, to where you put in the fake blood and the fake wounds and all that?
That is a really good question, and I think the idea is to try to simulate as much as possible what it could be like. And even if a person knows, even if the person taking care of them knows this is not real, I think it's kind of the experience of seeing it. And as I mentioned, our partners from the region who are coming, who will get the kids ready and prepare the parents, and that's like, I think, why we're doing this. We don't do it very often. I don't think we've had this in maybe 10 years. And so that's what I get. And actually, that's a perfect question when I can get the emergency management folks on the next call with you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to find that out. We do have to, I know you have to run, so we're going to let you go here. But again, July 31st, which is this Thursday, 10 in the morning to around noontime in Jackson Park, there'll be a large-scale mass casualty drill Providence Hood River is involved in. And no, it's not a real bus crash. So
that's exactly right. I really appreciate it, Mark. I'm glad that this worked out.
All right. Hey, Susan, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 8:45 in the morning on MCT. We will come back and talk with you for a little bit right after this.
Get ready for four unforgettable days of tradition and fun at the Wasco County Fair and Rodeo, August 14th through the 17th at Wasco County Fairgrounds in Ty Valley, just north of Maupin. Celebrating over 110 years at Hunt Park, this year's fair features a drone light show sponsored by Google, a full family fun center, Masters Family Circus, Demolition Derby, Beer Garden, and 4-H and FFA livestock exhibits. Enjoy powwow and teepees from the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, Buck Trout the Puppet, Farmer's Fun Day, and Family Free Day for kids up to 12. And don't miss the NPRA Rodeo with new arena fencing. Plus, live music after the rodeo. Friday night, Got Your Six. And Saturday, Rhonda Funk. Admission is just $15 for adults, $10 for kids 6 to 12, and free for kids under 5. Multi-day passes available. Grab your tickets now at wascocountyfair.com. That's wascocountyfair.com.
Did you know the majority of Oregon's wildfires are started by people? Just one careless flick of a small cigarette can spark a big wildfire. Never discard smoking materials out a car window, in bark mulch, or in outdoor vegetation. Make sure your smoking material is completely out and properly disposed of by using a fire-safe ashtray or container. We all love Oregon's wild landscapes. Let's do our part, too.
Keep Oregon green.
Learn more about wildfire prevention at keeporegongreen.org.
Hey parents, it's time to get your kids off the couch and away from screens. At Chalk School of Movement, we're all about it. You'll find gymnastics, dryland training, preschool programs, and after-school shuttles. Your kids will learn skills that they'll use forever. Our open gym sessions and epic birthday parties keep the fun going, while our expert coaches help your kids grow stronger and more confident. We're making big dreams come true, so why wait? Sign up today at chalkgymnastics.com and keep your kids moving forward.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
8:46 in the morning. I'll tell you about a couple things we got going on. First of all, Wheels of Hope is back for another go-round, and we are going to give away another vehicle to someone in need. You'll be the ones out there that nominate. Out there, you can go to GorgeRadio.com. There is a nomination form available, and they're going to get a. I'm not sure what the vehicle is out there. I mean, it's a very nice looking blue car, good sedan. I would have to go back and look at the make. I actually did not look. It's actually parked out in the lot here in Hood River right now at our studios here, so I should know a little bit more than I do, but. The more important part is, and we've got a lot of good folks involved in this. Sinclair's involved, Senior Turnus Motors involved, Wagap's involved, A&E's involved, Walmart's involved, Point S is involved, others as well. I'm missing a few here. But Wheels of Hope, and we're going to give this car away to a family in need. Again, to nominate the family, just go to GorgeRadio.com, and you can find out about it, and you can... make a nomination. Family that needs some help with their transportation. We do this every year, and we're going to do it again here this fall. Do that giveaway. Still got plenty of time to get the nomination and got another good month and a half or so. But go on ahead and do so. Also, if you're looking to save money, and frankly, who isn't these days? Not that we ever stop trying to save money. But you can go to eDeals. At GorgeRadio.com, local merchants and folks who provide services, they've got some deals up there for you. Ranging from J.D. Smith Jewelers, if you are in the market for some new jewelry out there. Maybe a new watch. There's a couple watches on sale. Pretty good discounts available from J.D. Smith Jewelers in the Dalles. If you need some auto repair work, Del Carpino Automotive, you get a $250 certificate. For just $150, you can save $150 on some auto repair work. Also, Gorge Academy of Cosmetology has a number of items available, including if you're looking for something to do with your friends, there's a girls' night out manicure and spa pedicure pampering party that normally is $324. You can pick up for $180. If you're also just in the mood for barbecue, you know, just right near our studio in the Dalles, the Smoke Ring Barbecue is there. And you got $15 certificates available, limited number left, I believe, but they're available for $9 a piece. So you can get some good barbecue for less. If you're needing to rent something for work, Sawyer's Ace Hardware and Just Ask Rentals, $50 certificates available for $30. You know, if you're trying to do something around the area, I would suggest you go to eDeals first and see if you can save some money on what you're trying to do or what you're looking to buy. And also, if you are in need of orthodontic work or you're someone in your family is, there is a $2,900 credit toward braces and orthodontia services from Straight Line Orthodontics available for just $1,600. So you can save some money there. Again, there are some definite chances here to save money on various items. There's some food items as well. Actually, there's a Indian Creek Golf Course where I play. 18-hole weekday golf with cart for four. Golfer's punch card. That's available at, oh no, it's out of stock. I'm sorry. I should look it's out of stock here. I did not see that. I apologize. But you got, you know, if you're looking ahead to winter's snowshoes from Doug's, you've got some Alpine Veterinary and Columbia Veterinary Hospital. Both those locations have some opportunities to save money. There's all sorts of great things you can save money on. So check it out. Go to gorgeradio.com and check out eDeals. It is 8:50 in the morning. We'll come back, take our final break. We'll tell you what's coming up on the show tomorrow, and we will tell you also about some other things going on in the area. We'll do that after this.
I am Amy Knowles. I grew up here in White Salmon. I call this my home. I am the pharmacy director here at Skyline Health. Skyline Hospital is more than just a hospital. It's a lifeline for our community. Our patients are my neighbors, my friends, the people I grew up with. At the end of the day, it's about caring for the people who trust us with their health. I'm proud to be part of a team who takes caring for our community so seriously and a priority for everything we do here every day. I am Skyline.
How's Tommy doing now?
Much better.
You said it was asthma?
Yeah, he started with this cough and then he was wheezing.
That's terrifying.
Doctors said hidden triggers can make it worse. Things like dust, mold, and even pests.
Pests?
Yeah, droppings and allergens from cockroaches and rodents can seriously impact children with asthma or allergies.
I had no idea.
We're making sure our home stays pest-free.
Don't let pests put your family's health at risk. Visit pestworld.org to learn more. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on the Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR and News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital. Tomorrow on a little radio program, I'm going to talk Hood River Adopt-A-Dog first. Going to have some folks from there talk about what they've got going on. Second half of the show, Al Barton's going to join us, Mid-Columbia Center for Living. And we are going to talk with Al about Resolution Center and where you go from here. I'm sure we talked about on this show with Phil Brady, Wasco County Commissioner, a while back. About when the Oregon Health Authority told them that, you know, the way they want to do this wouldn't work under federal rules. I'm not going to get into the rules here because it just kind of mind-boggling. Whole thing's mind-boggling. Well, we'll talk to Al about, you know, where are we going from here? What do we do? Can this be done? You know, it's one of those deals. So we'll talk to Al about that tomorrow morning. Thursday morning on the show, Mike Shen's going to be here from the Lions Club in Hood River. Families in the Park starts next Thursday, August the 7th. The annual concerts for free in Jackson Park and Hood River. So we'll talk to Mike about what they've got going on this year in August. On a Friday, Dr. Mike Foss from Alpine Veterinary will join us, and we will talk animals. And Monday, we will have a chat with a fair queen from Clickitat County. Clickitat County Fair is coming up in the middle part of August. We'll do that, and all sorts of things to do. So all that coming up on the Mid-Columbia Today Show over the course of the next few days. Well, what is going on in the area before we get away? Let's tell you that if you're over in Abingdon, well, check out some fabulous dogs. It's Border Collies, Rescue Dogs in Action at Dobbins Beck Park in Abingdon. They were in Hood River with the Hood River Library folks doing that a couple weeks ago. Well, they are going to be at Dobbins Beck Park at 11 o'clock this morning, so a chance for a family event presented by the White Salmon Valley Community Library. Also this evening, 5 to 9, Gorge Music United fundraiser for those affected by the Rowena fire. 5 to 9 at Malhood Winery Tasting Room on 2882 Van Horn Drive in Hood River. Musical artists will perform short sets on two stages, and there'll be different ways to donate and contribute, including a live auction. Hood River Library tomorrow evening at 5:30 it's in the upstairs reading room. It's a Fruit Loops crafting event going on, 5:30. They're going to have some fun with some arts and crafts there. And also Thursday evening, 20th Annual Paddling Film Festival, 6:30 in the evening, Columbia Center for the Arts in Hood River. Tickets $15, available at columbiaarts.org. Looking to the weekend, Hood River First Friday Classic Car Show, 6 to 8:30 on Oak Street in downtown Hood River. Stevenson Waterfront Music Festival, Friday and Saturday. You get all the details of the festival's Facebook page. And on Saturday from 3 to 6, Rockford Grange, Mid-Columbia Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Ice Cream Social. 3 to 6 at the Rockford Grange on 4262 Barrett Drive in Hood River. Games, art station, music, and ice cream, and watermelon pizza, which apparently is a pizza-shaped slice of watermelon, and you get your choice of ice cream toppings. And that is a free event at the Rockford Grange on Saturday afternoon from 3 until 6. So some of the things going on... Probably looking for something cool to do today. It's going to be a hot one today. 100 is possible in the eastern part of the gorge. That's according to the National Weather Service. Mid-90s Hood River area. I'm looking on the app on my phone here. Actually, it has 93 for the high in Hood River, 97 in the Dalles. We'll see. We'll see where we end up. It's actually 73 right now. We're not even 9 in the morning in Hood River, in the Dalles, rather. It's 73. Hood River, it's 71. So clearly, it is going to be a warm day in this area. Well, I was trying to think of anything else I could say over the next couple minutes here. I know we were going to be a little short with Susan. She was very gracious to come on and talk about the drill, given the fact that they're having a meeting right now. So she had to leave at 8:45. So that's why we cut that interview a little bit short there. So, again, if you weren't with us a few minutes ago, and we'll mention this, especially on KIHR over the next couple days, Jackson Park, 10 o'clock Thursday morning, Providence Hood River, they're going to do a mass casualty drill. And the scenario is a bus crash with a number of adolescents, and they're going to have people made up to be bloodied. And basically, it's the response to get them to emergency at Providence, et cetera. And they just want to make sure everybody knows it's a drill, that this isn't a real accident, you know, these days, and Susan alluded to it. Somebody goes by, doesn't know what's going on. Oh, my gosh, look at this, and takes pictures, throws it on social media, and all of a sudden, you've panicked the community. So, yeah. It's just a drill on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. And hopefully everybody knows that at this point. We're doing our best to tell people. Yeah, I do find it interesting, though, because having just gone through this again with the Rowena fire, not the Rowena fire, we went through it also, but the Purdoyne fire, is the reliance, it seems, right now on these Everbridge social media, and they are dependent on so many different factors being kept up. Correct phone numbers, make sure you re-register if you change a phone number, and all these different things. Admittedly, I am a little biased here, but I'm not sure these are as effective as just using the emergency alert system on the broadcast airwaves, which you hear us test very often. National Weather Service still uses it a lot. Thunderstorm warnings, things like that. It's used for amber alerts a lot. I'm going to be very honest. I think... If there's one suggestion I'll make locally for the public safety folks and the responders in this, is it needs to be used on a much more frequent basis during these emergencies at the local level. I'm going to leave. I'll get off my soapbox. For Cameron Eisenberg, talk to you tomorrow.
The Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bicoastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 888-786-1511. Thanks for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.
Mount Hood Winery presents Gorge Music United, a Rowena Fire benefit, July 29th from 5 to 9 p.m. Join us at Mount Hood Winery, 2882 Van Horn Drive in Hood River, as local musicians take the stage and a live auction happens, all to benefit those impacted by the recent Rowena fires. Several different ways to donate and contribute will be available on site at the event. Come and join us on Tuesday, July 29th at the Mount Hood Winery.